A few months ago, I never really thought about flame retardants. I knew some of these chemicals were probably in my house, but I kind of just shrugged it off. But then I had a baby, and that made me want to take another look. The chemicals I'm talking about are called PBDEs. That's polybrominated diphenyl ethers. Some of these PBDEs have been phased out, but there's a good chance your couch and your chairs and the padding under your carpet still have these chemicals in them. You are probably surrounded by PBDEs, and you will be for a very long time. That worries some scientists and doctors. That's because hundreds of peer-reviewed studies in animals are suggesting exposure to PBDEs might be linked to problems with brain development, changes to thyroid systems, and fertility problems. And recently, human studies are coming out, and they're showing some of the same things. Public health experts are especially worried about babies and young kids because they grow so fast, and they're constantly exposed to dust. PBDEs collect in dust. The American Chemistry Council did not want to be recorded for this story. But in an email response to my questions, a spokesperson said, quote, "Flame retardants have been rigorously tested and have saved lives." Two of the big chemical companies also responded to me by email. Chemtura and ICL Industrial Products both say they stand by the safety of their flame retardant chemicals. But many independent scientists and public health experts say it's a good idea to reduce your exposure to PBDEs. So all of this made me wonder, how do we know what's in the stuff we buy? It seems like a simple question, but there are no labels at the store. You can write to the companies that make your furniture and your TV and your baby products. And I did. I wrote to a half dozen companies, and I didn't hear back from any of them except for Fisher-Price. But I have a lot of stuff that's not Fisher-Price, so I decided to call in some experts. The guys at the Ecology Center test consumer products for chemicals. Jeff Gearhart volunteered to come up to my house and see if we could find flame retardants.
Hey, come on in.
Hello.
He brought along this device that looks like a little gun. It can tell you the chemical makeup of products.
We're actually going to look at some of the baby products. We're going to look at some of the toys. I'm actually going to look at some of your furniture, some of your flooring. These chemicals can be transported into your carpet. Your child crawls on the carpet, they put their hand in their mouth, or there's just dust in the overall environment. So that is the mechanism of how we get exposed to these chemicals.
As Jeff went around my house, he found flame retardants in my TV, the padding underneath my carpet, three chairs, a car seat, my baby's playmat, and our cable box. When PBDEs were phased out of furniture, a lot of companies replaced them with other chemicals. I wanted to find out more about those chemicals, so I cut some samples of foam from some of the things in my house, and I sent them to Heather Stapleton. She's a chemist at Duke University. The sample that I sent her from my baby's changing table pad totally stumped her.
I was a little bit surprised, honestly, because we've seen most of the major chemical flame retardants that are in a lot of foam products, and this one I've never seen before. Although you mentioned that this product was manufactured in China, so it could be that the Chinese companies are using something different than what we use in the United States.
She could not tell me whether or not it was safe. She says it's next to impossible to know what's in the things you buy. That's because the federal government doesn't require companies to reveal the chemicals in their products or require proof that the chemicals are safe. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.